ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Ries. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin. We're going to start in the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah talks about Misa Sayif. So the Mishnah gives four cases of Reitzeach. One is the Reitzeach was Be'evin. One was he killed him Be'barzel. The third one is Kavash Lav L'Teich Mayim, and the fourth one is L'Teich Or. So the Oruch Laner and the Rashash on the Mishnah speak out that the Mishnah Dafka pick these four Oifanim of Ritzicha today to teach us that the Gemara in Makis Daf Beis Amid Beis says, makes a Kavachoymer. Eidim Zoymimin, even if they want, there's a Zomam to give somebody Skila, or there's a Zomam to give somebody Sreifa, so they get Sreifa. So, L'chayra, in a Kal V'chaymer, Madach, if you want to give somebody Skila, you get Skila. So it should be that if you kill somebody with a stone, you should also get Skila. Why are you only getting Sayyid? So that's what the Gemara says, Ma, Soikol Ein Anisko, and Tysus learns Pshat in that Gemara, and that Bezim and Bezim Makis, that even though you kill somebody with a stone, you don't get Misa with a stone. Even though you burn somebody, you don't get Misa with burning, you get with Sayyid. So the Mishnah spoke out all these four Eifanim. Say if you hit somebody with an Evan, which is stone, which is Skila. Say if you hit him with a Barzel, and it's Sayyid. Say if you put him into water, which is like Chenek. If you burn him, which is like Sreifa, even so, all four things come up with the same Misa, which is the Misa of Sayif. Now, if you want to hear to this Rosh Hashanah, this Oruch Laner, there's a beautiful Yediya, Tosfos in Soita Daf Chesam Beis, says that the Gemara says, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, we have this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, so din dalad mises, even though there is no more mises bezdim, but din dalad mises loy botloy. Mishin is chayiv skila falls from roof, so on and so forth. Zok toises and soita, that's by all other chayiv mises bezdim. Abol bay reitzeach, ein kola reitzkin shavim. Not all the reitzkin get the same misa midein shamayim, like sayif. Now every Reitzeach will get Nidoin min Shamayim on the Misa that he was Mamis, the Neretzach. So therefore, if let's say he killed with a stone, with Skila, min Hashamayim, they're going to give him Skila. So therefore, the Tana was Meramis that there's four different ways of Ritzicha. And so now that we know not only the Mises, but the Odom is Takasayif, and Bidit Din Shamayim, each one will get what he deserved. Now the Gemara continues that Neimali Nemre Yad Bebarzel. So to get the Psukim straight, in Parshas Masai, it says by Evan, Yad. It says by Kli Eitz, Yad. But by Barzel, it says Imbekli Barzeli Ko. It doesn't say the word Yad. So Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara be Yishmul, Neimali Nemre Yad Bebarzel. Why does it say Yad? Yad, Rashi learns in our Sugya, it means sheyesh ba molei achiza. That means it has a shear. You can hold it in your hand. It fills up your hand. So Rashi says the difference is by an evan and by an eitz, you need to have a shear, a molei achiza. Yad mash ein kain. When it comes to barzel name is bekolshu. Even a little bit of barzel could do the same damage. And Rashi says al yidei tchiva shetoichav leimachet beveish lebeliba. We'll come to that Rashi in a second. The problem is that Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Masai, learns this drush, the same Gemara over here, Marsha is already Ma'ir, that Rashi in Chumash, Lamed Hei Tezayin, says that since it says by Evan and Eitz Asher Yomuspa, it says in Bekli Evan or Bekli Eitz Asher Yomuspa, and by Barzel it doesn't say Asher Yomuspa. From here we learn that by Barzel, there's no such thing as Asher Yomuspa. Anything, Mamis Becholshu, you don't need a shear. Masha Ein Kain, by Evan and Eitz, you need a shear Asher Yomuspa. So what do we do over here? We have a Rashi in the Gemara, and Rashi by us the Gemara is mashma like that. The Gemara says, Mali Nemri Yad Bebarzel. So we understand why Rashi is mefarish the Gemara like that. The problem is, why is Rashi in Chumash bringing a different drasha than Rashi in the Gemara? So the Oruch Laner is already Ma'irit, and the Oruch Laner says that in Yushalmi you have, like Rashi says in Chumash, and as I state, that the Rambam brings that drasha also. But at the end of the day, why do we have a machlokes over here, the Bavli and the Yushalmi? Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrachi on the Chumash, on the Rashi over there, he wants to learn that there's two halachas in Ritzicha, there's two dinim. In the Pasuk of Evan Yad, there it's coming to talk about the chafetz that you're killing with, the Evan. And there it's saying there has to be a shear in the Evan. In the Pasuk of Asher Yomuspa, there it's coming to say that we have to evaluate, we have to appraise the koyach of the hoyrig and the makim where it hit, and the koyach hakah, we have to do all these umdinas. That's Asher Yomuspa. It's not clear in the Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrachi, why do you need a special Xeris HaKosov, Lagabi the Shira Chayfetz? Why isn't it enough to say Asher Yomuspa? Asher Yomuspa means you need a Pulas Ritzicha, so the Shira the Chayfetz goes into the Pulas HaRitzicha. There's a Mordek Yediyah from the Netziv on the Sifri. The Netziv says, since it says the word Yad, the Yad is coming to be Mechadish to us. If it would just say a Pasuk Asher Yomuspa, I would think you need to have a big stone that's ready to kill him immediately. Lamisa miyak, to break open his mayach, to kill him right away. So therefore we say Evan Yad, which is just one hand, the stone that fits into one hand. A stone that fits into one hand, even if he's going to die after a few days from the trauma of the stone hitting him, that's enough to be called a Reitzeach. So the Evan Yad, the shear in the Evan is coming, Lahokel, that we don't need, the Hakah automatically should be Asher Yomuspa. That's the Chiddush in the Netziv says in the Sefri and Parshas Masai on this Pasuk. Now to continue on this Gemara, so Rashi says, Barzel Meimis Becholshu, Rashi says, through a Tchiva, Shetoichet Leimachet Bevesh Debeliboy, you stick the point of the barzel into his throat or his heart. Freik toisvis. What do you mean? If you do that, then even a koitz, even you take a twig and you stick it into a person's throat, it's also going to kill him. So what does that mean, Obi? What's the difference between barzel and Evan or eitz? There's not going to be any difference when you stick it into his vesht or his liboy. What's going to be the difference? Now the Aruch Laner comes along over here and says a chiddush noira, and the Taras HaChaim says the same thing. He says since the Torah says kli even and kli eitz, so in order to be mechuyev ritzicha, you need to have a shem kli, and a koitz without a base yad is not called a kli eitz. So the chiddush by Barzel is that a barzel could be called a kli even though it doesn't have a base yad. That means a machat by a barzel is called a kli, and it will need tvila if it becomes tameh. So therefore, the Torah is being mechadish to us that a barzel, you need a hakok de misa, but al yidei machat, you'll be chayiv. Mash'en came by a eitz, if it will not have a kdei achiza, it will not have a base yad, you will not be chayiv because it's not called a kli eitz. Chiddush gadol from the Aruch Laner. Now Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the Hagoyis in the back says a different teretz. He says, Eino chanami, if you take any koitz and you stick it into somebody's heart or into his lave, you'll talk a bichayiv misa. But if you throw it, it's not going to make a hole. The only thing that al yidei zrika will be roi to make an akiva is going to be a barzel, and that's the chilik in Rashi. The Meiri says a chiddush over here that by barzel you don't need any shear whatsoever. That's what the Gemara is saying. But by koitz you need a shear of thickness. You need a shear ba'ovyov. And that's the difference between barzel meimis b'cholshu according to Rashi and koitz. Now there's an important chiddush l'maskonis ha-gemara. The Gemara says hani mili de barzei mivriz, which means that it was appointed. You took the point of the barzel and you stuck it in him. According to Tosfos, that's according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it means even a little piece. But since barzel makes an infection, it's mizrif zorif, like Tosfos says. You blow up from barzel. So therefore, wherever you hit a person with a barzel, even not with the point, it's also going to cause misa. So the Sheilas HaTshuvos Rivash in Simen Shin Lamed Ches was asked according to Tosfos. He says, I don't understand. You see, a lot of times people get a klop from a sakin or from a machat a bris milah is made with a sakin, and everybody recovers. Al pi aroi, people recover. So how could you say that his chayiv misa is a called a roitzeach? Dr. Ivash, a chiddish in Ritzicha. And even though roif people will have a refuah, it's not a kasha. Because when the Torah says you need to have kidei lahamis by Evan or by Egroif or by Barzel, it doesn't mean that roif times people are going to get killed from such a maisa. It's only that it has to be shayach she'efshir she'yomuspa. The Chizloshin is v'chol she'efshir she'yomuspa. Im meis aminin the chazaka the machmas hakol meis. So even though a lot of people get a refuah, but everyone saw you give him the clap and he didn't recover, he died from it. So we say that since it's possible to get die from such a hakol, that's enough to be mechayiv ritzicha. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says reisha rabus kavash olovo teichamayim. So the Reisha Rabusa Kamashma and the Sefer Rabusa Kamashma. What is the Chiddush of the Sefer? He pushed this person into water that a regular person could get out of the water. And that person died, so he's potter. So Rashi says, what's the Chiddush over here that he's potter? The loy of it shir misa. It's not called the shir misa. So look, you have to understand what the Chiddush of this Gemara is. I push somebody into 3 feet of water, and that person doesn't come out of the 3 feet of water, so I'm potter. I mean, obviously I'm potter. What does it have to do with me? Everybody could come out. So Rashi says, "Sheyochel lalis mishom odom acher ki yoytze bazeh." A different person would have been able to come out. V'sho garmaloi. Obviously, something happened to this person that this person was not able to come out. Now, I think you have to understand Pshat and Rashi. I mean, if we're making an umdana on this person that he pushed in, that this person, because he was very, very weak, he had a very, very weak makeup, and that this person will not be able to get out of 3 feet of water, so why isn't that called that I did a Maaser Tzicha? What do you mean, Le'ovachir Misa? What do I care that somebody else would be able to come out? Since when does that potter me? So I think you have to understand Pshat and Rashi that no, Avada, if the person himself had a chulshi, was weak in the beginning when I pushed him in, of course the umdin is that this maisa would have killed him. Now the svar over here is, since this person was a regular person, I pushed him in. That's what Rashi says, Vishaw Garmalai. Something obviously happened to him after I pushed him into the water that made that now that person can't get up. So because of that, I'm not chayv al tzitzicha, d'loy av etshir misa. So we have over here, I believe, 4 pshatim, what the reason for the p'tur in the sefer of the Mishnah is. We just brought Rashi, and if Rabbi Zalman in Perek Dal Choyvel Mazik, Halacha Chav Beis, says like this, pshat in the Raivit, that it's called a hakah that's not roi lahamas. That means that this does, like Rashi says, d'loy av etshir misa. So it's not a Maaser Ritzicha. The Ramban in Milchamis and Bava Kama Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara brings the same Gemara. The Ramban says that the Pshat is if a person can get out of the water and he doesn't get out, so it's like he's Moichel Al Gufoy. It's a very hard thing to understand. What does it mean? A person can be Moichel on himself. The Lashon for the Nemuke Yosef over there is Fibalt. He could have gotten out. Hilkach iu afsid anafshe. So it's almost like the person was mevater on his own life. It's not that I killed him. He was mevater on his own life. Chazinish and Reb Shimon in Bava Kama, they both say a different svar in Rashi. They say, we look at him like he's an oinus. If I do a Maisa Ritzicha, the Maisa Ritzicha should not have killed this person at all. Now, something happened that I had no idea that was going to happen. So my Maisa, it's not even a Shoigig, it's an Oinus. The fact that the person dies, it's considered that I'm an Oinus. The Chazanish says a Svara, that if it's a Klal in Hilchus Nezikin, and Ritzicha goes into Nezikin, if the Nizik brings the hezek upon themselves, then I'm not considered a mazik. It's talking over there where I put peiris into somebody else's rishus, and that person's animal goes and eats up the peiris. The Gemara Bava Kama and Aminiach says, even if the animal dies, I'm potter. Why? Havi leishloi toichel. I didn't ask the animal to bring the dovra mazik into themselves. So he brought the dovra mazik into themselves, so that alone potters me. I'm not considered a mazik.
So the same thing by Ritzicha. If I push the person to the water and the person chooses to stay under the water, so it's like the person brought the Dovra Mazik onto themselves, and therefore I'm Potter. Again, we have four pshatim what the Ptur is over here. According to Rashi, it's Le'ovet Shir Misa, it's not a Maisa Misa. According to one Svar of the Chazanish, it's a Ptur Oynis. According to another Svar, it's the person, the Ramban and the Nuki Yosef, the person did it to themselves. This person was Miyayish on their Guf. And according to the other Svar of the Chazanish, it's not, I'm not called the Mazik or Itzech when he brought it upon himself. Gemara in Bava Kama, at the end of second Perek, Chav Zayin, the Gemara has a Shaila, Hiniach Gacheles, Alev Avodov. Somebody put a Gacheles on the heart of my Eved, and the Eved died. So is he Chayiv to pay? Or is he Chayiv Mis, or is he Chayiv to pay? So the Gemara is Poshet from our Gemara, and Gemara says, just like the our Gemara, if he could be Misal, if I throw him into water and he's Yochel Lalas Mishamam Pot, there's the same thing over there. So Rab Shimon in Bava Kama says, that's what was the klar of the Gemara. What was the maskonis of the Gemara? The klar of the Gemara is what's the tour from our Mishnah that hoya yochel lalos umeis potter. If the pshat now Mishnah is that it's not called the meiser tzicha, if the person could get out, so like Rashi says, it's not a sheer misa. So then the same thing, if the person could take the gachelus off his heart and he doesn't, I didn't do a sheer misa. So fashteitzcham potter in that case. But if you learn that the Vard over here is, no, I did a Shir Misa. No, the Vard is the person himself, Iyud Afsid Anafshe, or like the Ramban says, he's Moichel on his Guf, so therefore it doesn't have to do with me. So Klaret the Gemara, by Eved, the Balti belongs to this Odin. So who is he to be Mavater? Who is he to be Mafsid himself? He's being Mafsid the Odin over here. He can't be Mafsid himself. So therefore, because of that, Klaret the Gemara, maybe in that case, Ichayiv, is Rashi by us that says it's not a Shir Misa, is going to go to Maskona that.
Going to go the maskana of the Gemara in Bava Kama, and since the maskana of the Gemara in Bava Kama, Yechayiv by Evet, so it must be that it's not a Shir Misa. So the Gemara continues weiter, that Kovash Minolon, how do we know that in the Mishnah, the Chiyuv of Mitzamtzim, if somebody is Kovash, somebody in the water, and he can't get out, so how do you know he's Chayiv? The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Damar Kro'oi Be'evol, Rabbis is a Mitzamtzim. So we have a Ribui of Oi, that even my mitzamtzim is considered a maaser tzicha. So the question over here is, the Sanhedrin Ketana and Rab Chaim Oizer in Evan Ezer Simen Memches Ois Aleph ask a kasha. From here you see that even though you didn't do the maaser of pushing the person into the water, you just held the person down in the water. So since you held the person in the Mokum Hariga, so you're considered a hoirik. They ask a kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos that kufchaf amid beis. If somebody has the Shem Hashem, that's chokuk al psoroi, it's written on al psoroi. So the Gemara says that he's yorid v'toivol, and he's not over the iser of mechikas Shem. Why? Because since the iser is leisasun, so only asiya is osur and gromas mutter. So the question over here is, why is that called a groma? Why don't you learn out from mitzamtzim? Just like over here, where you hold the person down in the hoirig, so it's considered that you're the hoirig, you're doing the ma'aser tzicha. So over here also, if you go into the water and you stay in the water, and the shem becomes nimchak, so you should be considered the moichik. Why are you considered a groma over there, and you're not considered a groma over here by tzicha? That's their shaila. So Reb Chaim Oizer wants to say on this kasha that Eino Chinami, the Gzeiris HaKosov of Mitzamtzim is Dafka Adin by Ritzicha. It's a Chiv Miyuchid Mitzad Gzeiris HaKosov. That means not the Gili Akra by Ritzicha Oy Be'eva is that it is considered a Mais Ritzicha. No, the Chiddush over here is that by Ritzicha you don't need a Mais Ritzicha. Ritzicha Yechayiv Mitzad Gzeiris HaKosov of Mitzamtzim. I, the Gemara by Nezikin, wants to learn it out from the Nezikin. Dafka by Nezikin, because there's a Kavach Oimer from Reitzeach. Or, no, there's no Kavach, even though there's a Kavach Oimer, but we have a Miyat, Reitzeach, yeah, Nezikin not. But by Shari Surim, where we don't have a Kavach Oimer, so Mamela, it's Poshit that you will not be able to learn out that there's going to be a Chi of Mitzamtzim. This is that in B.R. Groh, in Evan Ezra Simon Hay, Sif Kotten Chof Tes, is also Mavur like Reb Chaim Oizer. Over there, it's talking about the Isser of Sirus, that you're not allowed to be Misaris, a Behema, a person. So it says over there in Ebenezer, that if, let's say, you were over the Isser Tzeiros Al Yidei Mitzamtzim. That means you were Mitzamtzim, let's say, a person in Sheleg or in water, and through that, the person becomes Mitzuris. So Shulchan Aruch says, you're not over Al Isser Tzeiros because all you are is being Mitzamtzim. So the Biur Gros says over there, even though it's before an hour sugya, that there's a ribli that mitzamtzim is also b'ritzicha, that's only lagabi v'chiv misa b'ritzicha, and not lagabi anything else. I nezikin, nezikin is a kavachoyim, but b'chol ha'torah kula, you don't say that. So that's like Reb Chaim Oizer. The Tzofnos Paneach comes along, and he says it in a few places. He says that the only time that you're going to be chayiv is by ritzicha. He goes so far to say that leaning golus, if you would do it b'shoigi, you wouldn't be chayiv by mitzamtzim. It's a special gzeiros hakosov by the chayiv ritzicha. And he says that, but what's the svara? He says because by ritzicha, you don't need a ma'aser ritzicha. Now the ikar issa from ritzicha is because through him, the was nirtzach ploini. That means it's the poil yoitzer, the fact that Yenna got killed, that Yechayiv. He wants to say Lufizeh, that we understand, Shammai holds that Yeshliach Lidvar Veira, there's Yechayiv, he sends someone to kill somebody. And the Gemara says, Hillel argues, and you only Chayiv Bidine Shamayim. But he says, L'chor, where's the Maiser Etzicha? Mini Shlich is not a Maiser Etzicha. The answer is, since if you hold Yeshliach Lidvar Veira by Etzicha, so there's a halach over here that the person's ritzicha is because you told him to do it. You were the goyim for Yenna's ritzicha. That's enough by ritzicha. Because by ritzicha, you don't have to do it. Be a dime. Mitzamtzim alone is enough. So it's a chiddush gadol v'noira that they're saying over here, these achroinim. Avnei Nezer in Ebenezer, Simon Chafal of Sivkot Yuzayin, also says that ritzicha is different. But he wants to say the svara even by Nezikin. And not only by Ritzicha is the Taitsoas HaDavar, that means the outcome is the Iker Issa. The Iker Issa is that the other person shouldn't be killed. By Nezikin also, the Iker Issa for Nezikin, the Iker Chiv for Nezikin is the damage that the other person got. So Memeilu Oibazaivi Balta Chiv is on the Taitsoa. So therefore, you can learn out from Oitzeach that Yechai by Mitzamtzim. Avada Groba Menezikin is going to be Potter. Because that's groma. So you have to say that mitzamtzim in the kavachoyim that you're learning out over here is that it's not considered a groma. But even though it's not considered a groma, it's not a maisim yadayim of ritzicha. So therefore, you can learn out from ritzicha to nezikin that it's going to be chayiv. That's how they're learning. But the Sanhedrin Ketana goes to the Shiloh, and he says there's no difference between the issa mitzamtzim ritzicha and the issa by mechikas shem. They're both the same exact idea. And he answers the kasha. He says, a gevaldige mahalach, a chiddush gadol. He says, what does it say over there in the Gemara? It says that if you go down into the water with the Shem al Psaroi, and then afterwards the Shem becomes nimchak, you're not over because you're a grummer. The question over here is, l'chayra, why is that different from our Mishnah? So he says, if you look at our Mishnah says that you kaivish somebody into water, and he could have been oila, and he wasn't oila, so you are not going to be chayiv over here als ritzicha. Why als mitzamtzim? Why not? Because the answer is, so he learns pshat like this, because your original myself pushing him into the water and holding him in the water wasn't enough to be chayiv, because mitzad that mice he could have gotten out. Elamai, later on, he doesn't go out. The fact that he doesn't go out, that doesn't turn your mice into myself ritzicha. That makes you only into a grubber. So therefore, he says, when you go down into the water with the Shem al Psaroi, at that point, you can't be considered a Maisa over here being Meichik to Shem, because you can go up before the Shem becomes Nimchak. Elamai, you decide later not to go up, and the male of the Shem becomes Nimchak. On that Maisa, on that act later of not going up, that you can't be Mechayim, because that's just a grubber ba'alma, I'm not going up. So on the mice of going down, you can't be Mechayivim because mitzad that mice he could come up. On the mice of not going up, he can't be Mechayivim because he's a groma. And the mainly answer is a more than kakasha. It says that when David HaMelech was Koreshitim LeBeis HaMikdash, so the time was Oilo, was upset,
wanted to drown the whole world. And so David HaMelech, what did he do? If you could be moichik to Shem, lahatul shalom einish liishtoi, avadi you could be moichik to Shem, to be lasa shalom ba'olam, the Gemara in Sukkah daf nun gimel. So he said, so David took a cheres, and he, with the Shem Hashem, and he put it into the water, and the water subsided. So the shaila is, L'chayra, what's the, why is there Mechikas Shem over there? L'chayra, Gemara and Shabbos says that if you're Mechik to Shem B'mayim, you're not over here, it's a Mechikas Shem, it's only a grama. So he says, L'fizah, it's Mardik. When do you say it's only a grama? When the person goes down with the Shem, since the person can come back up. So the fact that he goes down is not a mice, and the fact that he doesn't come up is not a mice. So you can't be Mechayivim. But when you take a piece of cheres and you push it into the water, since the cheres can't go up on its own, so Memela, that the Mitzamsim will teach you that putting it into a place where on its own it can come up, it blives takachi Mitzamsim, oibazay taka blives mechikas Hashem. So the Sanhedrin Gdolus Tam is saying that when you push them, when you Mitzamsim something in a place where it can't come up, even Lagamishari Suri Atara, you're going to be over, that's the Alfuso via Mitzamsim. So that's how he's learning the Achiezer, the Tzoftas Paneach, the Avnei Nezer that we spoke out. They're all learning that the Pshat is it's a Mezunda Gzeres Hakosa by Ritzicha, and you can't shtol it to any other Yisumer in the Torah. It's only by Nezik and you can shtol it to. It's an unbelievable Ksav HaKabbalah on this pasuk of Oy Be'eva that explains the Gemara's drasha. The Gemara just says, "Me learn out Mitzamtzim." From Oy Be'eva. We don't understand Pshat. Pashtus, it means there's a Yitura from the Oy. It's a Yitura, the Kra Oy Be'eva. So the Ksava Kabbalah, the Pasuk says, Oy Be'eva he ko biyodai. With his hands. Frank the Ksava Kabbalah, what does it mean with his hands? How can you kill somebody with a hand? And it doesn't mean Makas Egroif, because then Makas Egroif, that means with a fist, because it says in the Torah, Egroif beforeish. So what does it mean over here, Oy Be'eva he ko biyodai? El al karchok, the Gemara is learning that it's shaykh to kill a person with a hand. How is it shaykh with a hand? When you're mitzamsim in betoich hamayim. So all you're doing is you're stopping, you're being meineya, the person, from coming up. Then you could kill him with a hand. So the Torah is telling you the different ifanim. Imbikli barzali ko, imbe evid yara sheyomusvoy, imbe siniyay the fenu. Those are pulois of ariga mamish, where you... You're doing a maisa meimis, and not only that, which is a maisa mitzamtzim. So according to the Ksava Kabbalah, l'chayra, the pasuk is being mechadish to us that mitzamtzim is called a maisa ritzicha, like all the other maisa ritzichas of Harga B'Kli Barzel. But you have to say it's not a stira, even like the Avni Nezer, and it's Softas Paneach that we spoke out, that there's a ribui bar ritzicha that you don't need a maisa ritzicha, that's why mitzamtzim is chayim, but a shtikl, a ksas maisa, of course you need. You can't just be mechuyu for a taitzah. There has to be a ksas maisa, and then the taitzah is misyachas, the ksas maisa. So when the oy is coming to tell me over here that the ksas maisa of biyoda, you call the ritzayah, that's called enough to be mechayiv me a ritzicha. So we have this chakir over here that's coming out from the Gdoli Achrayim. It is the chiyuv from mitzamtzim, a regular maaser ritzicha, and the chiddush is that mitzamtzim is called a maaser ritzicha. Or is the chiyuv from mitzamtzim a new type of ritzicha where you're being chayiv with a pula, to a polyoitza that comes out, even though you don't have a maaser gomer. The chayuv from the Meiri, we have another chiddush in the chiyuv mitzamtzim. In the Gemara, the Lachar, the Ganze Inyan from Mitzamtzim is when you're Kovish Olav Mamish. The Mishnah is lost in Kovish Olav B'Teich HaMayim. Now, it means you press down on the person in the water so the person can't get up. And that's Rashi's Lashon by Mitzamtzim. Kovish Tzimtzimu Shom Shalayakum. He was Mitzamtzimim that he shouldn't get up. And the Meiri says that the Gemara is saying a Chiddush more than the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, it talks about Kovish Mamish. Zok the Meiri, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, it's saying, Apim Mitzamtzim Kain, writes a Loimar, She'enoi Kovshoi B'yodov, Ela She'oise Eze Maisa HaMeineya Aliyosei Mitzatshu Mitzamtzim Loimokam Amidosoi, She'lo Yuchol Lotzeis Mishon. What the Meiri is saying is, even if, let's say, he floats on top of the water, and the person, and every time the person's trying to get up, he's just blocking the person's path. So the person ends up drowning, not because I did any maisa to the person at all. I didn't touch the person. I just blocked his way from getting up. So in that case, Zaktamiri, you also chayv. Now that's a chiddush,
that the chiyuv mitzamtzim is even where you didn't do a maisa in the nirtzach. You did just a maisa to block, and the nirtzach couldn't go up. The Rambam's lashon in Perek Gimel Reitzeh Halachetes is mitzamtzim chayiv im kovash olov ad shaloi nishar boi koyach lalois umeis, which is also a chiddush. It's not the maisa kvisha. You didn't hold him down until he drowned. You held him down until he had no more koyach, and then you let go, and now he could not get up. So again, the maisa kvisha was not in the action. You didn't do the maisa kvisha, wasn't the actual ariga. So both the Meiri and the Rambam are saying a chiddush of mitzamtzim, that it's not that the mitzamtzim is considered a maisa ritzicha. Avada, you didn't do a maisa ritzicha, you're just a goyim that the person now can't get up. So the chiddush is that even though it's the gzeiros hakosam mitzamtzim, that you're chayv ritzicha, even though it's not a maisa, even though it's only a gram. So now the Gemara, we're on Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, makes the Kal V'Chomer. Ravina says, Yechayiv Mitzamtzim B'Nezikin, and he makes the Kal V'Chomer. And the Kal V'Chomer is based on the fact that Nezikin, you see a Chumrah, that it's Shoyge Kamezin and Oynes Karotzen. So it's a Shas Suyovi, we're not going to go into it, but we have to know the idea that on this, that it says over here, Nezikin is Chayiv B'Oynes Karotzen, we have a long Tosis over here. Tosis brings six Rayas, that the oinus that Yechayiv on Nezikin is not an oinus gomer, and it's not even an oinus that's ke'ein gneva, which is korav l'oinus. It's only on an oinus which is ke'ein gneva that Yechayiv on. The Ramban in Bava Metzia, the Ramban says that no, since it says Yechayiv ba'oinus kerotz, and it says Yechayiv even on a ruach she'ena metzuya, a ruach she'ena metzuya means even a ruach like a ruchay shel elyo, which are completely like a tornado, like something that's completely out of the ordinary. So you're an oinus gomer, and you're still chai by other mazik. That's the gzeiros hakosav. Now the Ramban has to answer all of Tosis kashas. So the ikar yisod for the Ramban is that when are you chai of ba'oinus? That's only where there's no pshia mitzad the nizik, or where there's a pshia mitzad the nizik. For instance, if you go to sleep and the nizik puts his kalim on the bed, so and you turn over, so who's the one who caused the hezek over here? Who is the one who was machshir the nizik? Not you by turning over, the nizik by putting his kalim down on the bed. So therefore it's considered that the nizik was machshir the nizik, and you're going to be potter in such a case. And that's how the Ramban answers the first three rais of Tosfos. The emes, you have to understand what's pshat hak and Tosfos. Tosfos brings the Loshna Yerushalmi that he caused it. So what's pshat, what's the raya from Tosfos over here that even there are oinsim that he's potter on? So I understand from Tosfos. Tosfos understands if oinis gomer yechayiv. So what does it mean that he caused it? Well, lemaisa, you did the maisa mazik. So what's gonna potter you the fact that he caused it? So Elamai, it must be that there are certain oinsim that you potter on, even though you did the maisa mazik. Now, what kind of oinus? An oinus that's completely not your fault. Dr. Yishalmi, why is it not your fault over here? Because it's the other person's fault. It'll be a murder and afkamina, be the enticing Ramban, we have to merk on. Person goes to sleep at night, and somebody else, or let's say the wind blows the nizik's kalim onto the bed. So now we say like this, if the reason why he's potter is because he's an oinus gomer, like Tosfos says, is then we understand what's the difference, who put it on the bed. The main point over here is that I'm a complete oinus on the maisa mazik, so therefore I'm potter. Masha Aiken, according to the Ramban, Adam Amazik is chayiv ba'oinus gomer. So what potters you in this case? Because the pshia of the nizik is what potters you. So if somebody else puts it there, or the wind blew it there, so the person over here would be chayiv. That's going to be the nafkamina. Now one can shtel tzu a chem d'shloim, and the chem d'shloim is yisod in Gan Shas, is that the ptur oinus is not a ptur on the oinish.
The p'tur oinis is a p'tur the ma'isa. The ma'isa is not misyachas to the person. So the question over here is, zishlama taisis, we understand. Adam ha'mazik taka ba'oinis is potter. Elamai, there's certain type of oinis which the Torah will consider your ma'isa even by Adam ha'mazik. Ma'ashenkin, the Rabban holds that by Adam ha'mazik, afil ba'oinis gomer, you're going to be chayiv. If a'oinis gomer is not considered the ma'isa Adam, so how could you be chayiv him on something that's not considered a ma'isa Adam like the Ramban? So you have to say, according to the Ramban, an vibalt the Torah was mechadish to you that oinis keratzin by mazik by adam amazik. So the Torah is gufa telling you that I don't need the gidre ma'isa over here of kol haTorah kula. Something like we said before, mitzamtzim. Anything that you did because of you, what you did, a hezek happened to a person, even though you were oinis on the ma'isa, we're going to be mechayiv you because al yidei what you did, the other person got a hezek. In the Etzem Havon of the Kal V'Chomer, I saw a Gevaldi Achidish in Reb Chaim Oizer that I'd like to share. Reb Chaim Oizer wants to say, Reb Chaim Oizer is in Chelek Gimel, so Reb Chaim Oizer wants to say, Reb Chaim Oizer is in Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamed Zayin, Siv Cotton Aleph. He wants to be Klera Shaila. We know that Groma Ben Ezekin by Yid is Potter. It's Chai B'din Ishamayim, but it's Potter. Wants to know, what about a goy groma ben izokin? Is a goy going to be chayiv? Is a goy going to be potter? What's the shaila? Because the Rambam says, by ritzicha, a goy kills somebody begroma. Let's say the case of the Gemara of Soif Chamalovai, we're going to see soon. So a goy is chayiv misa, is chayiv al tzreitzeach. We have a kal v'chomer from the Gemara, that madach by ritzicha yechayiv, by nizikin yechayiv to avada. According to Ravina, makes a kal v'chomer. Zokter b'chayim oizer, I can make a kal v'chomer. If a goy is chayiv al tzreitzeach, even though he's a groma, so let him be chayiv, but nizikin also even though he's a groma. And from them he asks kashas all over Shas. L'choyra, you see from Chaim Oizer, a chiddush in the way he's learning up the kal v'chomer. He's learning up that the kal v'chomer is, whatever is chayiv eritzeach, nizikin has to be more chomer. But if we want to learn up the Kal V'Chomer, that the Kal V'Chomer is a Mesuyim Dika Kal V'Chomer, only Lagabi, the Din of Mitzamtzim. And it's telling you that if by Ritzicha, it's considered enough of a Maisa Ritzicha by Mitzamtzim, then by Nezikin, of course, it's going to be considered a Maisa Mazik, and it won't be considered a Groma. So it's a Mesuyim Dika Kal V'Chomer to tell us what's the Gdorim of Maisa and Groma. And if Mitzamtzim is a Maisa Ritzicha, it's a Maisa by Nezikin. So, you have no right to learn out by a real Groma, which is going to be Chayiv by Ritzicha. So Oibazoi Kolshken is going to be Chayiv by Nezikin. How do you know? Maybe the Torah was Machmer by Ritzicha and says that a Groma is going to be Chayiv. Masha Enkim by Nezikin. We have a Klal that by Groma Nezikin is Potter. You want to take Groma out of the Klal that Groma and Ezekiel is potter because you found the chumra by Ritzeach? Who says you're going to make a kal v'chomer in such a case? So now let's learn up the Gemara over here. Rav is memra. Amar Rav, kofsei meis b'rav potter. Why kofsei meis b'rav potter? So pashtis, because the mizahirig, which is the Rav, is not right here. It's not here yet. It's not mizumin lahariga. The kash is istaran. So that's the same memra as Saif Chamalovi, Saif Tzinalovi, which Rav says later, but Omar Rav in a separate memra. Saif Chamalovi, Saif Tzinalovi, Potter, why? Because the Hirik, which is the Chama, or the Tzina, is not here yet. So why is he splitting it into two memras? That's the Shiloh. Even more conspicuous, if you look at Rashi, on Saif Chamalovi, Potter, where the Hirik is not Mizuman La Riga, Rashi says a groma huva ain't dina mosul lebez and elul shamayim. Groma is something that's punishable in shamayim and not in beznin. Why by kofsu meis barav, which was the memra before of Rava, did Rashi not say that there's going to be a chib de shamayim? It's only a tour of groma. So when you look closely at Rashi, by kofsu meis barav, Rashi says the bishah shekofsoi ain kan dvar hariga. Rashi doesn't say that the hoirig is not mizumin to kill, like he says before. Rashi says there is no dvar ariga. Varov bo me elov, v'hoilik v'chozik l'achaz man kol sho. It sounds from Rashi that Rashi's telling you a yisod in Rav. Rav is never a dvar ahoirig. Mitzamtzim is only going to be mechayiv where you're being mitzamtzim the person in a davar ha'oyrig. A mayim or chama is a davar ha'oyrig. If the chama is not here yet, the chama will be here. So the chama is a davar ha'oyrig, but it's not mezumen. Mashen kein rov is a different mitzias. The absence of eating eventually kills the person. The person becomes the malnutrition kills the person. But there's no hoirig. So memelu, if you're kofsa, you're not kofisim in a hoirig altogether. It could be a big chiddush to say like that, that Rashi says, in that case, there wouldn't even be a chiv, al tzdinei shamayim, and memelu, oy bazoi, that's why Rav is split it into two members. There's a member of kofsa, meis barav potter, and there's a member of soif kamalava. Tosfos seems to be misyachas to the Ran Shaila, because Tosfos says kofsoi umeis barov afilu hoya rov kfar b'shosha kofsoi, even if he was already in hunger when he tied him up, even if lo yoyim mischazikal of a rov lo yoyim meis havi le soif rov lovoi. So Tosfos being mechadish, maybe that's why Rav says it in two members. Kofso meis barov, the chiddush is even though the Rav already started, but since the Rav that kills him is something that's mischadish afterwards, so memele blaim soif Rav lovoi. Mashein kein, by soif chama lovoi, it didn't start yet. So those are the two chiddushim. But if, according to the way we're understanding in Rashi, the chiluk is not whether it started or not. The gvart of kofso meis barov, even if there is Rav, but he's not being koifisim in a dover hamemis, because Rav is not a hoirig, it's not a dover hamemis. He dies from the lack of nutrition, but the Rav is not a hoirig. And the mele oibazoi, there would be no chiyim mitzamtzim in such a case. It would be like a nafkamina between this pshat and toisvis and the way we're learning in Rashi. If, let's say, when he tied him up, he knew, the doctor said, listen, he hasn't eaten already in 6 days, and he's about to die. So mishas, you tied him up, they could be mechaven that this is the rov, this is the makom apatish, if he doesn't eat now, he's going to die. So according to Tosfos, the Vart is that it's a new Rav that comes later that kills him. It's not the Rav from now. So it always blives Seif Lavoi. It could be in that case. If you could make such an Omni, you'll be Chayiv. Mashek, and according to Rashi, that there's no Vart of Mitzamsim by Rav, because there is no Dvar Hariga by Rav. It's just the Rav Bomei Elov. So it could be that in that case, there wouldn't be a Din of Mitzamsim. That would be a big Chiddush.
In the Etzim Ptur from Soif Chama Lovoi, we see another chilik between Rashi and Tosfos, and we see this has big ramifications. Tosfos says the Ptur of Soif Chama Lovoi is because LeRabbi Rachmanim Mitzamsel and B'mokim Shehischil Boya Hezekvar. So according to Tosfos, the Ikavard is there has to be Hischil Hezek B'shas Tzimtzum. So Tosfos L'shitase asked the Kasha by Kofsu Meis Barov. That I was Hischil already. So Tosfos, the Rav that killed him later is not Hiskel. He doesn't pass Hiskel by Rav. Tosfos later on, by Kofel of Gigas, where the Gemara says he's Chayiv. So Tosfos wants to know on the bottom of the Amud, why is that not like Seif Chama Lovoi, Seif Tzina Lovoi? So Tosfos, Hossam, Leka Chama Vitzina Klau, Veloi Maschil Bei Bishaite. Mashenk, by Kofel of Gigas, it's already Maschil. That's how Tosfos wants to be Machalik. And the same thing by Yitush and Ari, will get there. In Rashi, you never see this vort of Hiskel boy. Rashi is Mechalik, and Rashi says, by Soif Chamalovoi, the Hoirig is not Mizumin Lahariga. When is there a din of Mitzamtzim? When the Hoirig is Mizumin Lahariga. So if they are, the Hoirig is Mizumin Lahariga. But when this Cham is not here, so it's not Mizumin Lahariga. That's how Rashi learns. Be a big nafkamin over here. The Ran says a swara according to Tosfos that let's say it was kofsi b'chama when the chama was very weak. Let's say right away by Netzach chama. That chama is never going to kill him. And you don't say hiskel zok the Ran. In that case, that's going to be by Soif Chama Lovoi. Why? Because the point of Soif Chama Lovoi, there has to be hiskel the misa that he's going to die from. So therefore, when the chama was very weak, it's done in Hiskel that Misa. Mashenk, and according to Rashi, the Hoirig is the Chama. The Chama is the Zelba Chama. It's the same Chama. So, according to Rashi, even if he tied him up
where the chama came out, even though the chama that's going to kill him is going to be the 12 o'clock chama and not the 8 o'clock chama, but the heurig is the same heurig, so male in that case will be chayiv.
Chayiv, that's the lishitasi in the next Gemara also. The Gemara says, Kofsoi v'omar rova, kofsoi l'fnei ari potter, l'fnei yitushin chayiv. So Rashi says, why is kofsoi l'fnei ari potter? A moridik chiddush, because even if he wouldn't have tied him up, he wouldn't have been able to be matzel himself in Ari. A chiddush pel in Rashi, you have to understand, shot in Rashi, what does that mean? If he would have shot him with a gun, he'd also be potter because the Ari would have killed him? Of course not. We never find, there's not a gavrik tailor just because the Ari is next to him. Elamai, what Rashi means is, there's no maisa mitzamtzim lifnei Ari, because Ayois, even without the kofsoi, the Ari would have gotten to him. So Oibazai, my maisa tzimtzim was not what had a shaykhis of the Ari of the Ari. That's going to be pshat in Rashi. Toisvis, lishitase, learns very gishmak. What's the vart by Ari? Stam Ari, adayin lo hischelachbo boy. The Ari didn't start yet the hezek. Im kofetz, why? Because im kofetz kvar olav arila, yochel isasek bikfusoi. So toises lishitasoi, the ikar is hischel boy. So toises lufnei Ari, there's no hischel boy. Amarashi old, you don't need a hischel boy. You just need that the hirig is mizumin lahariga. No, Rashi old, ain lecha mizumin lahariga. Yoisim, he kofsa lufnei Ari, the Ari is standing over here. So memela Rashi had to say a nupshat that afilim loya yokofus, loya yochel lahatzalatzim in Ari. Same lishitasa, you have legabi yitushim. Rashi says by yitushim, what's the svara that according to Rav Ashi that you potter? Zok Rashi, zok Rav Ashi, hani ozli v'hani osi v'loy meis al yedei yitushim arishonim shahayu muchanim sham shekama kitos avru olav. Rashi lishitasi, the main point is the hoirig mizumel ariga. Zokt Rav Ashi, what hoirig? The Yitushin that killed him came much later. They're not mizumel, they're not in front of him, b'shas, you tied him up. So Melech lives like Soif Chamalovoi. Mash Enkin Toysus lishitasi, it's nothing to do with hoirig mizumel ariga, it has to do with hischil, the misa, the hischil lipol olav. So Toysus says, stam Yitushin, kvar hischilu lipol olav, that's a chilik between Ari, they already started the hezek. So v'ai, afa gav dahani ozli v'hani osi, kosova loishno, it's Yitushim. You don't look at these, this is new Yitushim. Yitushim, 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 it seems, the svar would be that they're around the whole time. Tais is saying, what's the svar to say, lufnei Yitushim is chayim, ay, it's not hiskel, but these Yitushim. The Tarot says, they're all the same, hani ozli v'hani osi, doesn't make any difference. That's what he held. But obviously, Rashi and Tais are again going lishitasa. Some svaras hamachloikis between Rav Ashi and Rava by Yitushim needs a hesper. What's the shiloh? Be hani ozli v'hani osi, or you say that you chayiv. So the Ran says that Rava says that you chayiv holds that kol Yitushim shem echodim, and he says like mayim. Avada, when you die, it's the same mayim that you were kovish the person l'soicham. The water streams, the water's running the whole time. So by water also say hani ozli and vachrini, the one that he died in is different water. That the answer is shem mayim echad. It's one shem mayim. So by yitushim also shem echad. And Ravashi holds that yitushim is potter because not doim it to mayim. Mayim is medubokim and it's considered one guf. So it's one shem mayim. Mashenken Yitushim, it's Gufim Mechulakim. So therefore you say, Hani Osli Vahani Osi Upater. So now the Gemara continues with Kofol of Gigis Uparla Maziva, Rav Rabzeir, Chanam Achayiv, Chanam Upater. The Gemara says it must be that Rav is the one who holds Potter, because Rav holds Kofsu Umeis Barov Potter. So Toysis Lushitosai says this is Doimit to Kofsu Barov, and it's not Doimit to Kofsu Bechama, and it's not Doimit to Soif Chama Lovai. Because over here, it started a little bit, and it's mischazik. You know, the same thing over here. Oh, by Rav, kofse Rav, yesh kvar Rav ma'at, the tamin mischazik. So if Rav says that even though it's kvar hiskel tzasa hezek, so therefore that would be the chiddush over here, that even though it's kvar hiskel, but since what killed him comes later, it's mischazik later, it's not doesn't go into the criteria of kvar hiskel. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says a different part over here. Rashi says, Shahirig ba la'achar zman. Again, like Rashi, Hiskil is loymayl of loymayr. Rashi wants to say over here, what's the word over here in the tour of Kofa, of a couple of Gigas who makes Mahavloi Parl of Maziva, that the Hirig is ba la'achar zman. So Ktsasa or over here,
This is l'chayre daima to seif chamalavoy. The Gemara stels it su to kofsei meis barav. According to the way we amaz ben Rashi, kofsei meis barav, because there's ein kan dvar ariga. Because the rav heisish kan dvar ariga. Over here by gigis where there's a hevel, or by maziva where there's a tzina, there is a dvar ariga. No, it's not mizum l'faneinu. So why is the Gemara stelling su kofsei meis barav? The Gemara could have stelled su seif chamalavoy. That's a ksas oran Rashi.
Maskonis haGemara, we have a problem because the Gemara wants to say Ravel holds Potter by Kofel of Gigis is Lashitosi that Kofse Meis Barov is Potter Seif Chamalovi, like we said before. Rab Zeira is the one who holds Chayiv. The Gemara wanted to say Lachoyre Rab Zeira is going to be a problem because by when you bring him into a house, a marble house, and you tie him up, so why you not Chayiv even if you don't light a candle? The Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Without lighting a candle, a maschal havla, there's no havla that starts altogether. So what's the chiyuv when you do light a candle? L'chayra, lighting a candle is the same as kofel of gigas. So Rab Zeira holds kofel of gigas and bringing him into a house and lighting a candle is the same yisod. The hevel starts right away. So memela yichayiv. But Ravel holds that even though the hevel starts right away by kofel of gigas, it blives potter just like meis barov. So Ravel will hold, you bring him into a house and you light a candle, chayra should also be potter. That means these two machloikas and a toli bezeh bezeh, Rav and Rab Zeira arguing by gigas and by a bias of shayish if you lit a candle. The question is, the shayla is, in Rambam, in Perek Gimel Reitzeach, he paskins all of Rav's dinim, and he says that if you bring him into a bayis shel shayish, the hidlik olav asaner, acha memisa yahevel, nerag olav, shezeh kemisha chonke biyoda. It's like you choked him. So if you light a candle, the hevel, it's like you choked him. And still the Rambam paskins all the members of Rava, of Kofsei V'nichoi Barov, Seif Chamalovoi, Kofel of Esagigis, L'chayra, what's the yisod of the Ptur of all those things? Like Tosis says, that what kills him later, it didn't start now. It's something new. It's Mischazik Olo B'chol Shah. So by Shraga, when you light a candle, it should be the same thing. Whatever kills him later, then it isn't here now. It comes later. So what, if he passes like Rava, why are you Chayiv over here? Be if Rambam will hold like Rashi Sheet and Sugya, not like Tosfos, so maybe we could say a pshat. Bishlama, when you just put a gigas on top of him, so you'll have to say, like Rashi says, ha-hoyrig bo la-achar zman. That means Rashi holds, when you right away when you put the gigas on, not like Tosfos, there's no hoyrig over here of hevel whatsoever. You're not creating, it's a comes la-achar zman. So Melu, that's why it blives like Meis Barov and Seif Chamalovoi. Masha Ein Kain, Rashi held, when you light a candle, you bring him into a house and you light a candle, in that case, look, Rashi, time the adlik le shraga shezimein es a hoyrig. That means the hoyrig is already mizumin. The hevel, when you light the candle, the hevel from that candle is here. The hoyrig is mizumin. In that case, you won't have the ptur of soifcha of Rava. So even Rava will be moida to Rab Zeira. So koiskon amoida kanafkamina. In the case of the year of adlik le shraga, according to Tosfos pshat, lechayra, even though it's hiskel, but what kills him later is the hevel that comes afterwards. So it's going to be potter. If we pass like Rav, and the Rambam will go like Rashi, and Meili Mechalik in these two tziyurim. So now we are on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, and before we go weiter, we need to speak about the Chiddush Hagadol that Tosfos speaks about in Divrei Maskal Amid Aleph, Divrei Maskal Seif Chamalovoi. Tosfos has a Chiddush that we know that there's a Chiyuv of Eish by Mazik. And we know there's a man that holds Eishim Yishum Chitzov. Eishim Yishum Chitzov means it's considered the koyach. When a person lights a fire, it's considered like he shot an arrow. Because the fire is going because he lit it, and the Ruach Metzuya comes along and takes the fire. It's like an arrow, or he shot a bullet, or he shot an arrow. It's the same thing. And Tosfos is being machadish based on a Gemara in Ketzer HaRegel, that if you hold Eish Mishum Chitzov, if you light an Eish and there's an Evet Kofus and the Eish goes down the block and burns the Evet, you'll be Chayiv Al Tzroitzeach. There'll be Kimle Midrabine and you'll be considered Roitzeach.
So the chiddush of Eishim Yishum Chitzov, according to Tosfos, is not just a chiddush in the parsha of Mazik. It's a chiddush that Eish is considered his koyach, and it's considered a maaser tzicha. It won't be considered a groma l'gabi reitzeich, and you'll kill the person. There'll be a p'tur of kimle midravene. That's how Tosfos learns. Now the Ran, just to say on Amud Beis over here, is choylik on Tosfos. The Ran holds Eishim Yishum Chitzov is a chiddush to be mechayiv minizikin. Aba avada l'gabi chiyiv misa by ritzicha. You need to be mechayiv. You need to have a maisa mamish like kavashal of l'toychamayim, like mitzamsim is considered a maisa mamish. Obviously, the Ran has a big problem with Tosfos Raya from Chav Beis in Bava Kama. So the Rishonim answer the Taina on the Ran from the Gemara over there. We won't go into it. It's not our sugya. But obviously, the chiddush of the Ran over here is going to depend on you learn mitzamtzim. The Ran is learning mitzamtzim. The chiddush of our sugya is that mitzamtzim lives of ma'aser etzicha mamish. And the Melo Oibazay, that was the shmuz klap in Ezekiel. But so therefore, Avada Eish is not, Eish Mishum Chitzov is not a ma'aser mitzicha. It's coming. You are goyrim al yidei the Eish. So by Ezekiel, it's going to be chayiv. Eish Mishum Chitzov is considered enough of ma'aser gabi Ezekiel, but gabi mitzicha, it's not enough of a ma'aser. That's the chiddush of the Ran. But Tosfos chiddush is, Tosfos holds, no, that the halacha over here is that you're chayiv alts reitzeach. So based on this yesod, Tosfos comes and asks kashas. Tosfos, first of all, wants to know, if you tie somebody up, and it's going to be soif kam, you bring the person outside and you tie him up. So you did a maisa of putting the person in the path of an eish. So l'gabi mazik, we know that that's enough to be considered the mazik of eish. And if we learn eishim yishum chitzov, so you should be called a reitzeach. So Tosfos says, Einachanami, you will be called a reitzeach, l'mandam eishim yishum chitzov. If you put a person on a train track, and you tie him up on the train track, so you're chayiv al reitzeach for an eish. Because with an old chiddush chilik between making the fire, and the fire goes and burns the person, or putting the person in the path of the fire. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, Tosfos says, by shchita, if your person goes ahead and drops a knife, and the knife shefts an animal, if you hold Eishim Yishum Chitzov, since it was a Ruach Mitzuyah, the knife was going to fall out of your hand if you let the knife go. So Mamela is considered Eishim Yishum Chitzov, is considered your Maisa, and the Shechita will be Ksheira. The Gemara and the Chulin that says that the Shechita is Psula is Dafka going Lamandam Eishim Yishum Amayna. Then Tosfos says, in our Gemara, on Amud Beis, we have somebody throws a rock up Lamala, and the rock goes ahead and kills a person. So if the rock fell straight down, then it's potter. If the rock fell with studim, that means it killed the person on an angle, it didn't just fall straight down, then vaharga, then yechayiv. So the Gemara wants to say, why? Because it's koichoi. So the Gemara asks, if it's koichoi, it should have kept on going. If it's not koichoi, it should have dropped straight down. Ela koich kochosh. That's the Gemara on the days. Frank Tosfos, forget about koichoi, it's eish. If I throw a rock up in the sky, of course where it falls down, where I'm aiming the rock, it's going to fall down, even if it's not koichoi, but of course it's eish, it's a ruch mitzuyah that's going to fall down. If you hold eish, mishum chitzo, teipagle eishim yichayiv al tzoritzeach al tzeish. So Tosfos again, einoch enami, our Gemara is going, l'man d'omer eishim mishum amoyna. So obviously this is a pelodika finish in Tosfos, and it's not going to work in the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins Eishim Mishum Chitzov, and still the Rambam paskins, when you throw a wall, and if you only throw a rock against the wall and it kills somebody, you only chayiv if it's b'koichoi. According to Tosfos, even if it's not koichoi, be mechayivim al tzeishim mishum chitzov. So why should you be mechayiv? Let's say a person puts avni sakinu masoi down on a roof and it's a ruach mitzuyah, and the avni sakinu blows down and kills somebody on the way. Zok Tosfos, you hold eishim mishum chitzov, you should be chayiv. And according to the Rambam, zok Tosfos in the Chanami, we pass an eishim mishum amoyne. But according to the Rambam, why should you be mechayiv in any oifen over here? Any time you chayiv alts eish, you should be chayiv alts reitzeach. So Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Shcheinim says a moridik a chiddush shot in the Rambam, and he says not the Rambam held the not eish mishum chitzov is the gzeiris hakotzuv of eish is that we look at it as your chetz, because if that would be true, then the gzeiris hakotzuv is only by mamon. What gives you a right to say that beritzicha? It's also the gzeiris hakotzuv of eish is being mechadish that it's chitzov l'gabi nefashis. Now the reason why Eshe Mishum Chitzov is because Kain Emes Hadavar. You light a fire and that fire goes because of your koyach down the block and burns something. That's considered your koyach. That is considered your koyach. What do you mean? So why? What are we learning out from Eish? We're learning out from Eish that the koyach achem urub, by the fact that there's wind and the wind makes it go, that doesn't stare the fact that it's your koyach. So any time you light a fire, something in Marbav Akama, you light it, lit a fire, that fire goes down the block, burns down an evet, finished. That is your koyach. Not that you're learning out from Eish that it's your koyach. You're learning out from Eish that the koyach acham uruv but he doesn't shter. But in that case, it is your koyach. So it is a maaser ritzicha. Mash ein kain, where you have a case where it's not your koyach mamish. Lamashal, you put down an avnei sakina masoy on a roof. At that point, when you put it down, your koyach stopped. Now a Ruach Mitzuya comes and blows it down. So, of course, mitzad the mazik from Eish. So you were poisheya in being mazmin a hezek. That's going to happen al yidei Ruach Mitzuya. So when the mazik with Iker is, were you machshin the nezek? Were you mazmin the nezek? Of course, you are mazmin it. Because al yidei Eish, al yidei koyach akamuru, but it's going to come down. Masha enkein lagabi ritzicha, medaf tachobin zozain ha-maisa ritzicha mikoycha. Where's the mikoycha? Finished when he put it down. The same thing, you throw up a rock. If it's considered Zokta Gemara that your koyach ends when the rock hits its trajectory, and afterwards when it falls, it's not your koyach. So what's going to help you age? The gami mazik, you are mazmin the hezik. That happens afterwards. So for shtetzik, you're going to be a mazik. Aber masha enkein legabi ritzicha, you mid after chobin a maisa ritzicha mikoychoy. Where's the maisa ritzicha mikoychoy? So that's how Rab Chaim answers all the kashas of Tosfos. Why the whole shia together? So you have to understand. So according to Rab Chaim, how you chai by mitzamtzim? By mitzamtzim, what are you going to say? Oh, the meiser itzich is mikoychoy. What are you going to say by mitzamtzim? Elamai, by mitzamtzim, you see that as long as I do a meiser, that I'll day my meiser, you get killed. That's enough. So according to Rab Chaim, how it's going to stem? You need a mikoychoy. So you're going to have to say that Rab Chaim learns mitzamtzim, the chiddush of mitzamtzim is when you mitzamtzim begufoy shel mazik, you go ahead and you use your guf to push the person down. So memeila oy bazoy, that's called the kol biyodei, especially according to the ksava kabbalah we brought in the beginning, that it's learned from oy be'evei kol biyodei, that's called a hirig biyodei without a ma'aseriga, you with your hand, you did a ma'aseriga. So that's the chiddush of mitzamtzim, that it's going to be considered. To end with a beautiful kasha from Baruch Ber in Kedushin Simin Chof, he says, according to the svar from Zain Rebbe Rab Chaim, that Ritzicha need koichoi. So what are you going to say? There's a hobby that Shlicha is going to work by Ritzicha. What are you going to say? Shlichas, you could consider it's your maisa, the shluch shlodim ke maisa. Oh, but your koyach, la maisa, your koyach, you don't have by shlichas. So Memelo, you have to say over here that Hayois the Meiser Ritzicha Zok Rabbah Ber is done al Yidei the Shliach. So it's only a Tanai that a Meiser Ritzicha needs Koichoi. It's not a Tanai in the Aveira of the Ritzeach. It's a Tanai in the Hagdora of what qualifies something as a Meiser Ritzicha. So we bought the Shliach, did it. It's considered a Meiser Ritzicha. That's the Berch HaShmuel and Kedushin Simincha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Klaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.